High school basketball is on the air.
As a Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down to the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the Pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the Thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside, trying. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And welcome back to Sandy Creek High School for game number two of our doubleheader here this evening on the Breeze, KLIQFM 94.5 and at KLIQFM.com. Carlos with you from Sandy Creek High School, the boys game. Be tipping off in just a few minutes after the Sandy Creek girls win the first game over Sutton by the score of 51-23. So the Cougars win game number one, and we'll see if the Cougars are the Mustangs of Sutton. We'll take game number two as these two teams battle here tonight at Sandy Creek High School. The Sutton Mustangs, the visitors in this game, Steve Spongberg, another tremendous basketball team. The way it looks this year, they are 14-2 on the contest. And Matt Swartz and Druber's Sandy Creek Cougars also having an excellent basketball season. They are 9-4 on this basketball season. For Sutton, 14 wins, 2 losses on the season. They've won 2 in a row. Their last 2 outings, they won over Sterling a couple of nights ago on Tuesday night at home, beating Sterling 61-42. And then last Saturday, winning at Heartland, the Mustangs beating Heartland 45-16. Again, Sutton very stingy defensively this year. They've held a couple of teams under 20 points this season in games. The Mustangs are averaging 56 points a game, giving up only 31 points per contest. They're usually pretty deliberate offense. They work that offense. They make a lot of passes. They like the high percentage shot. They play great defense. And the Mustangs are 14-2 on the year. They've won their last two. Their last loss was to 15-0 Ravenna on January 17th, 49-48. The other loss was to St. Cecilia on December 16th, 56-45. So Sutton at 14-2 on the season, won two in a row, and hadn't lost before that Ravenna game back on December the 16th. And the win the other night over Sterling, Reed Wiebe had 18 to lead the Mustangs. Austin Rath, 17. Lance Spongberg, 14, all in double digits as the Mustangs jumped out to a 17-10 first quarter lead, 30-24 at halftime. Went on to win it by the score of 61-42, held Sterling to only 5 points in the fourth quarter of that game and won it 61-42. So the Mustangs come in at 14-2 on the year. Sandy Creek Cougars are 9-4 on the season. And they have won their last 4, winning over Deschler, Superior, Blue Hill, and then their last game was here against Thayer Central, a win over Thayer Central by the Cougars, 52-46. In that basketball game for Sandy Creek, Andrew Kuda led the Cougars with 15, Mitch Henricks had 13, Jared Taylor recorded 12. So these teams have some players who will score in double figures. They play pretty good defense. The Cougars on the basketball season of Sandy Creek is averaging 50 points a game. They're giving up 45 per contest. And Sutton, as we said, giving up only 31 and averaging 56. So the defenses will be put to the test, and maybe whoever plays the best defense tonight is going to come out on top in this contest as the Cougars out-rebound their opponents by about 5 per contest. And so they have been pretty good on both ends of the floor, turning it over about 15 times per game. So Sandy Creek at 9-4, and Sutton at 14-2 in this boys' game here this evening. Sandy Creek is being led this year in scoring so far by Mitch Henricks. Mitch is averaging 14.3 points per game. He starts. Andrew Kuda averages 12 points a game. And they have Chase Merman back. Now, Chase has played in only six games for the Cougars this year. He had an injury, finally getting back into the swing of things. He's come back, and he's averaging 12.5 points a game, but he's not listed to start. And he averages 12.5 points per game. So you've got the Hendricks and Kuda and Merman that average in double figures, and then Jared Taylor, the big guy in the middle, the six-foot senior, 7 points per contest also for Jared Taylor. For the Sutton Mustangs, when we talk about the double-figure scores, and they have a couple in their starting lineup. The junior, Austin Rath, averages 12.4 points a game, and the senior, Lance Fongberg, 12.7 points per contest, and they have a couple other guys who are close. Sam Grease, the 6 foot senior, averages 9 points a game, and Reed Weeby, the 6'3" senior, averages 9 points also per game, just a shade under nine. So they got four right around that double-figure mark, and the Mustangs have the variables on offense they can go to, and they usually play eight or nine guys, and Sandy Creek will run some other folks in there too, and they've been getting some good play from Chase Merman, who's yet to hasn't started yet this year, coming back from that injury. Brett Peschick, Scott Hill off of the bench for the Cougars this basketball season. So it should be a good basketball game, an entertaining game, and we'll see if Sutton can win their 15th or Sandy Creek can win their 10th here this evening. And again, these two teams might face each other in the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament next week. That'll be the next round of games for Sandy Creek. That'll be tomorrow night at Kearney Catholic, and then next week in the tournament. And Sutton's next game for the boys will be in the conference tournament next week. So we kind of got the scene set for you here. The Sutton boys and Sandy Creek, Sutton at 14-2 on the year, and Sandy Creek at 9-4. Let's take a timeout. When we return, we will give you the starting lineups and have the first quarter play-by-play after this 1 minute timeout.
If you're interested in the best renewable energy system for your home, the GeoXL geothermal system is right for you. GeoXL is the highest quality and most efficient choice for your home's heating and cooling needs, and you can receive a federal tax credit of 30% on a new GeoXL geothermal system, a full 30% tax credit on the entire system. This is a limited time offer. Start saving up to 70% on your home's heating and cooling costs today by calling Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating in Clay Center. Good luck, Sandy Creek and area athletes.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Sandy Creek High School. The starting lineups in this game for the Sutton Mustangs: 6 foot senior Sam Grease, 9 points, 2 rebounds per game. Cody Yost, a 5'10" junior for the Mustangs, 2.9 points, 2.7 rebounds. Getting the start tonight is going to be Cole Wiseman, the 5'9" sophomore for Sutton, 4 points, 1.5 rebounds per game. Reed Weeby, the 6'3" senior, 9 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists per game. And Lance Fongberg, the 5'11" senior, 12.7 points, 2.7 rebounds, and 4 assists per game. For the Sandy Creek Cougars, Mitch Hendricks, a 6'2" junior, 14 points a game, 4.4 rebounds. Andrew Kuda, 6'2" junior, 12 points, 8.4 rebounds. Jared Taylor, 6 foot senior, 7.2 points, 8.1 rebounds per game. Anthony Gracer, 4.7 points, 2.6 rebounds per game for Anthony. He's a 5'11" junior. And Brady Shipley, a 5'9" junior, 2.5 points, 2 rebounds per game for Brady Shipley and Matt Schwarzenegger's Cougars. Average 50 points a game, give up 45. They're 9-4. Steve Spongberg, Sutton Mustangs, 14-2 on the year. They score 56 points a game. They give up 31 the contest. So the Cougars do send out Taylor and Kuda and Gracer and Shipley and Mitch Hendricks coming out for Sutton. Will be Reed Weeby, Cole Wiseman, Brody Yost, Lance Spongberg, and Sam Grease. So Austin Rath, a 6'1 junior, 12-point scorer, game not starting tonight. Cole Wiseman gets the start. Sandy Creek will shoot at the basket down our way, this end of the floor. shot at the bounce at the far end of the floor. Wiebe with the height advantage and the little muscle advantage. Their opening tip, though, go controlled by Sandy Creek. So underway in the boys' game. Sandy Creek and Sutton. Sutton comes out in their traditional man-to-man defense and see if the Cougars can dent this here with the basketball. With Andrew Kudas, the Cougars control. Mitch Hendricks, the 6'2 junior, calls out a play on the right wing. Anthony Gracer inside, shot put up with the left hand. No good there by Andrew Kuda. Offensive rebound, shot put up and good by Anthony Gracer. The offensive rebound and score. And Sandy Creek with the lead, 2-0. Going court for Sutton, it's Sam Grease. To Cole Wiseman, top of the key to Brody Oates. Right side to Lance Fongberg. Fongberg, top of the key to Wiebe. On the left wing to Grease. Top of the key for three. Spongberg for three off the iron. No good. Tipped and grabbed there by Andrew Kuda. Gives it up in the backcourt to Mitch Hendricks for Sandy Creek. 2-0 Cougars. We played 1 minute of the first quarter in our boys' game. Pass underneath, too strong and wide of Andrew Kuda. And the first turnover of the game by Sandy Creek. Sutton basketball. The Phillies in their traveling black with the white numerals, the red and white trim. Sandy Creek home white. Red numerals, red trim. It's Sandy Creek high. Cole Wiseman with it for the Phillies. They swing it around. Man-to-man defense also for Sandy Creek. Wiebe now to Wiseman. Inside to Sam Grease. Grease dribbles it back out, passes out to Wiseman. To Yost. To Spongberg. Top of the key to Wiebe. Right side, three from the wing. Going to be short. No good by Grease. Rebound run down in the corner by Spongberg of Sutton. To Grease. Top of the key to Yost. Swing it left side to Wiseman. Baseline. Now out to Wiebe. Wiebe drives and a shot. Before the shot, a foul called on Sandy Creek. So no shot there. And we'll count. The foul's going to be called on Grady Shipley of Sandy Creek. Non-shooting situation, and Spongberg plays it in for Sutton. Does long to Cole Wiseman. Wiseman calls out a play to Wiebe. Left wing to Grease. Top of the key to Brodeo. Swing it right side to Wiseman. Cole with it. To Wiebe, 18-footer by Reed is up and good. Reed Wiebe with the field goal, and we're tied at two. Wiebe averages just under nine against Sutton with the passing motion offense. They will make a lot of passes. They want that high percentage shot. Cougars with the basketball. Jared Taylor with it. To Gracer. Back out now to Hendricks. Hendricks. Mitch with it. Calls out a play. Holds the basketball, Sutton in the man-to-man defense. We're tied at 2, 5:40 to go, first quarter. Right side pass now to Gracer to the baseline. And another into one of some players. Offensive foul, that'll be a foul on Gracer and a turnover on the Cougars. And the Phillies have, the Mustangs. But the Phillies for the side, the Mustangs and the boys. Lance Fongberg in the backcourt to Yost, to Grease. To Yost, crosses the timeline. Now to Reed Wiebe. Wiebe for the Mustangs. Left alone for three is Grease in the air. No good. The ship inside now to Kuda. Turns left-handed shot up and good. Andrew Kuda with first field goal. And we 4-2. Sandy Creek with the lead at 4-2. Long three by Sutton on the other end of the floor. No good this time. By Cole Wiseman, the rebound to Sandy Creek. They come this way. Mitch Hendricks into the scoring zone. Hendricks with the basketball for Sandy Creek. Top of the key now to Kuda, right side. To Shipley. Swinging around to Hendricks. Behind the three-point arc. Now to Shipley. Inside, chop it up with the left hand by Kuda. It's going to be no good. Jared Taylor, offensive rebound. Shot over to good. Double offensive rebound, no good by Taylor. Wiebe grabs it now for Sutton. So a couple of shots there by the Cougars. Doesn't go down. Driving, putting up the shot and scoring is Cole Wiseman. Wiseman with the field goal for Sutton, and we are tied at 4. With 4:15 to go in period number 1. Sandy Creek basketball, Hendricks with it. Right side to Gracer. To Hendricks. Mitch, back behind the arc for 3 is Kuda in the air and good. Andrew Kuda for 3. He has 5, and it's 7-4 Cougars. Wiebe front court to Wiseman. Cole with it. To Grease. Sam Grease with the Mustangs to Wiebe. Steps out. 18-footer good. Reed Wiebe with his second field goal. Not inside, but outside. 2 from about 18 feet for Wiebe. He has 4, and the Mustangs have 6. They trail the Cougars 7-6. 3:35 to go first quarter. Taylor now to Gracer. And with the top of the key to Hendricks. Mitch Hendricks for the Cougars. Steps it out behind the arc to Shipley. Brady with a tipped away from him. The steal there by Spongberg, but it is off the Cougars. Out of bounds. Spongberg knocked it away, and it goes out of bounds off Brady Shipley. So it'll be basketball. Two. Sutton. Coming into the game for Sutton is Reed Stone, a 5'10 junior. So Stone in the basketball game for Sam Grease for Sutton. There's a lob underneath intended for Spongberg. Tipped away there and grabbed by Kuda. The first turnover on the Mustangs. Here's Hendricks driving. Now cut off there. Back out to Andrew Kuda. Hands the ball back to Mitch Hendricks. 3 minutes to go. First quarter. 7-6 Cougars working inside. Kuda turns. Shot up. No good. Heading for the hoop was Gracer. He was pushed from behind on the play by Reed Stone of Sutton. Gracer was flying in there trying to get the offensive rebound, and Stone with a little push there. Into the game is Chase Merman, the 6'2" senior. And Chase coming back from an injury, his seventh game for the Cougars. He averages 12.5 points, so he is back and healthy, and big cog in there for the Cougars. Shot inside, no good by Andrew Kuda. Out of bounds off the Cougars after the missed shot. Basketball to Sutton. Sam Grease will come back in. Again, we have not seen Austin Rath. If he's even suited up, 6'1 junior, if he is injured, hasn't played. He's a 12-point scorer, not start, and sure we even see him on the bench. So there might be an injury there in Austin Rath. Do not know, but he has not played yet. Spongberg to the baseline. Back out, shot put in the air for three. He's going to be good this time by Reed Stone. So Stone buries the three, and Sutton goes up 9-7. Pressure in the backcourt. Almost a steal by Sutton, but Hendricks controls for Sandy Creek. 9-7 Sutton, their first lead. 2:20 to go in period number one. Hendricks with it to Merman. Chase Merman looks inside. Throws the pass on the right side now. The coup to top of the key. Gracer banks one in for three. Anthony Gracer with a three-point bank shot. Makes it 10-9 Sandy Creek. 5 for Gracer, 5 for Kuda. 10-9 Cougars. Top of the key now, Sam Grease. Tipped away and stolen the steal. Hendricks, he will drive. Put up the shot. Blocked by Weeby, but a foul on Weeby. With a turnover on Sandy Creek, on Sutton, excuse me, and Mitch Hendricks headed for the hoop. Got there. Reed Weeby was there. The shot was no good, but Weeby picked up a foul. 1:49 to go, and Mitch Hendricks to the line to shoot two for Sandy Creek. 10-9 Cougars, and Hendricks to the line. First free throws of the evening for the Cougars. Mitch's free throw up and good. First point for Hendricks. Mitch is a 46 out of 69 into this game from the free throw line. Into the game for Sandy Creek is Brett Peschick, 5'10 senior. So Peschick in for the Cougars. Heinrich's second free throw goes down. He has two, makes them both. And it's now 12-9 in favor of Sandy Creek. And a hold away from the basketball on the Phillies end of the floor. Excuse me, the Mustangs end of the floor. I'll call an Andrew Kuda. He holds a Mustang. Into the game, Mitch Carlson, the 5'11 junior for Sutton. Mitch Carlson on the floor. Back in, Brady Shipley for Sandy Creek. 12-9 Cougars over the Mustangs here with 1:35 to go in the first quarter. Sam Grease with it to Carlson, to Lance Spongberg, top of the key to Weeby, right side to Reed Stone. Stone to Carlson, to Grease, heads for the hoop, and a foul before he can get there on Sandy Creek. A non-shooting foul situation here. The Cougars foul there. Foul called on Brett Peschick of Sandy Creek, his first. Team's 4-2 on Sutton. Mustangs to throw it in. Spongberg inbounds the basketball to Reed Stone. Tipped away from him by Merman and off Stone and out of bounds. So the third turnover on the Mustangs, they give it back to the Cougars. Chase Merman will control and the scoring in this way by the Cougars with 1:15 to go in the first quarter. 12-9 Sandy Creek. Peschick with the ball now to Shipley. Brady with it for Sandy Creek to Merman. Fake, shoots, shot up, banked off there, no good. Tipped around in the lane, grabbed by Weeby for Sutton. Now the pass to Stone. Reed heads the other way. to the trailing Wiebe. He hits the deck three on the floor. Two Cougars and Reed Wiebe. The players being helped up. That was a collision. Foul call on Sandy Creek, and Reed Wiebe, who's got some muscle on him. Not the Merman and Kuda Dome, but Reed Wiebe fouled on the play with 58 seconds to go. He'll go to the line and shoot two. He has scored four. A non-shooting situation, excuse me, say the official, for that shot, a foul. So Spangberg inbounds for Sutton does to Greece. 55 seconds to go, 12-9 Sandy Creek. Reed Stone with it. For the Mustangs, top of the key to Carlson, left wing to Greece, back to Carlson, to Spangberg, Lance with it, pitches to Wiebe, another 18-footer by Reed is good. He has three field goals, steps out and hits his third field goal. That's six for Wiebe. He averages 8.9, and he has got him from the outside. He has six, 12-11 Sandy Creek. Pesek with the ball, front court for Sandy Creek, now to Henrik. Pitch basketball to Chase Merman. On the arc in this corner, Merman to Pesek, to Henrik, and a whistle, a foul away from the ball, going to be called on Sutton's Mitch Carlson at this first. Andrew Kuda was trying to hit position inside. He was held there by Carlson. The basketball will be played in by the Cougars with 19 seconds to go as Jared Taylor, a starter, checks in. First breather for Andrew Kuda. Andrew with five this quarter. He gets his first break, and the Cougars are going to play it in. Quickly coming back in is Cole Wiseman, who started this game. Pesek to throw it in for Sandy Creek, does to Taylor, to Henrik. Mitch Henrik with the ball, 12 seconds to go, 1 point Sandy Creek lead. Pesek with it, and a man Sutton defense. Pesek looks inside now to Shipley. Top of the key. Henrik's got to take a 17-footer. A bounce out. No good. The offensive rebound. Shot up partially blocked by Jared Taylor. And that will be the end of the first quarter. So we played one. Sandy Creek 12. Sutton 11. Back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Non-Stock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
12-11, Sandy Creek over Sutton after the first quarter in our boys' contest this evening. Five for Andrew Kuda, five for Anthony Grazer, two for Mitch Henrik for the Cougars in the first quarter, six for Reed Wiebe, three for Reed Stone, two for Cole Wiseman for the Mustangs. 12-11, Sandy Creek, 2-0 Sandy Creek to start it. We were tied at two, tied at four, 7-4 Cougars. Only lead of the quarter, 9 Sutton, and now 12-11 Sandy Creek after one. And the Cougars send out Andrew Kuda, Brady Shipley, Jared Taylor, Mitch Henrik, and Anthony Grazer. The five who started the game will start period number two. Spangberg, final instructions to his team, Lance Spangberg, Reed Stone, Reed Wiebe, Sam Greece, and Mitch Carlson for the Mustangs. Again, no Austin Rath tonight. 6'1 junior, not been in the game, did not start, and I believe he's on the bench, so not know what that situation is, but Austin Rath not playing here tonight so far for Sutton. Sutton basketball down by one, left alone for threes. Reed Stone going to be no good. Long rebound is picked up there by Andrew Kuda in the corner for Sandy Creek. Kuda in the backcourt gives it up to Mitch Henrik, and Henrik, the 6'2 junior, will control and engineers this offense for Sandy Creek. Up by one early in period number two. Inside to Kuda. Goes for the hoop. He was fouled before he can get the shot off. Kuda with some good muscle inside there. He's held on the play by Mitch Carlson of Sutton. Into the game. For Sutton is Brody Yost replacing Mitch Carlson. Mitch has picked up two fouls here. Brody Yost in. Reed Stone also goes out. And Sam Greece in for Sutton and Cole Wiseman checking in also. 7:25 to go, second quarters. Sandy Creek basketball. Kuda has it. Left-handed shot from about 10. No good. The rebound by Spongberg of Sutton. Lance Spongberg. Long front court pass now to Wiseman. Top of the key to Weeby. 16-footer by Reed. This one's no good. The rebound. Hendricks of Sandy Creek. Hendricks comes this way on the dribble across the timeline. Mitch heads for the hoop. Cut off there. Back out to Kuda. Andrew with it now to Hendricks. Hendricks will slow it up here now for Sandy Creek. The red and white home uniforms for Sandy Creek. The traveling black for the Sutton Mustang. Gracer with it. Bounce pass to Hendricks. On the left wing, now to the top of the key. Gives up his dribble and travels. Fourth turnover on Sandy Creek. Three on Sutton. Sutton has not attempted a free throw. Sandy Creek's 2 out of 2. Chase Mervin back in for Sandy Creek. His first appearance in the second quarter, which sees 6:38 clock run, second quarter. 12-11 Sandy Creek, Sutton basketball. On court, Cole Wiseman. Man-to-man Sandy Creek defense. Now Sutton's going to call out a play here against this man-to-man defense. Reed Weeby with it. Back out to Brody Yost, to Wiseman, to Weeby. Swinging on the right side. To Spongberg deep in the right corner to Weeby. Left side to Wiseman. Takes the three from there. In the hole, nothing but net there. Good three-pointer there by Cole Wiseman. He has 5. And the Mustangs go ahead 14-12. On court, it's Mervin, right side. To Brady Shipley. To Kuda. Andrew with it. Swings the pass right side to Mervin. His left-handed three shot in the air. No good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Shipley. Offensive rebound there by the Cougars. Shipley. Double team there. Pass inside. A travel before that pass. Shipley was double teamed and finally traveled with the basketball before he could get rid of it in the fifth turnover on Sandy Creek. 14-12 Sutton with 5:48 to go in period number 2. Second lead of the game for the Mustangs. Front court Sam Grease for Sutton. Left wing to Lance Spongberg. Spongberg a 12-point score on the year. To Weeby. Right wing. Top of the key. Wiseman to Grease. Sam with it. To Spongberg. He'll take the three in the air. In the hole. Lance Spongberg. First field goal. 2 straight 3s for Sutton. They now go up 17-12 in a timeout. Pat Swartz and Drooper and Sandy Creek will take one with 5:28 to go in period number 2. Sutton now 17, Sandy Creek 12. We're back in 30 seconds.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seeds sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Hendricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back-to-back three-pointers by Cole Wiseman and Lance Spongberg for Sutton. They got a 6-point run going. They now lead 17-12. And Sandy Creek will come the length of the floor. Gracer inbounds to Hendricks. Shipley on the floor. Mervin and Jared Taylor for the Cougars now down by 5. Biggest lead of the night for either basketball team after those consecutive threes. Hendricks with the ball, right wing, top of the key now to Brady Shipley. Shipley for the Cougars, man-to-man Sutton defense. Cougars with the ball, they control it. Hendricks or Sandy Creek. Right side now to Gracer, Anthony with it. Can't get inside, cross-court pass now to Hendricks. Fakes the three, heads for the hoop, but traveling. Traveling call of Mitch Hendricks. And that's the 6th turnover on Sandy Creek, only 3 on Sutton. And the Mustangs will play it in on the near sideline. Steve Sponger, the longtime coach of Sutton. On the one knee on the sideline, shouting out instructions. That's Schwartz and Duber in front of the Sandy Creek bench. They battle here tonight. There's a pass intended for the Mustangs, Sam Grease, but not touched by the Cougars. It's out of bounds, and it's a turnover on Sutton, therefore. 17-12, Mustangs lead it here with 4:32 to go. Period number 2, Shipley front court for Sandy Creek to Mervin. Chase with the basketball, left wing inside to Jared Taylor. Turns, shoots, puts up the shot, no good. From about 8 feet, the rebound lands Spongberg of Sutton. Spongberg into the lane, Hop step shot and a drive and score. Onberg with five consecutive points. Mustangs with their biggest lead. That 19-12. They've scored the last eight. 7 points. Substitute lead. 4 minutes to go in period number two. Gracer for Sandy Creek to the free throw line. Pass inside, going to be tipped and stolen. Wiseman with a steal. Good defense there by Cole. Pass underneath, intended for Brady Yost on that fast break. Knocked out of bounds by the Cougars. And the Mustangs will play it in. Jared Taylor out. Andrew Kuda back in for Sandy Creek. 3:53 to go before halftime. 19-12 in favor of Sutton. Spongberg, 17-footer, no good. Rebound, though, goes to Sam Grease. Offensive board there by Grease. To Yost, to Wiseman, to Sam Grease. Top of the key to Wiebe. Right side, shot put up from three. Is going to be no good there by Brody Yost. Tipped around, grabbed by Chase Merman of Sandy Creek. Remember the Allen's halftime show coming your way at intermission. But you get more Superstore Allen's of Hastings. Stay tuned for that at halftime. 3:22 to go. Mitch Hendricks with the basketball. Andrew Kuda bounce pass to Shipley, to Heinrich. Mitch on the baseline, puts up the runner. Shot going to be no good. Tipped out of bounds off of a Cougar. It'll go to the Mustangs of Sutton with a 7-point lead, 19-12. Sutton on an 8-point run in the second quarter. Sandy Creek, in fact, hasn't scored in this quarter. 5 minutes gone, 3 minutes to go before halftime, and Sandy Creek scoreless in the quarter. Front court at Spongberg, another three in the air. In the hole, Lance Spongberg. He has eight this quarter, and it's 22-12. Sandy Creek now on a 12-point run, 22-12. Inside, it's Kuda, puts up the shot, rolls off there, no good. Merman tries to get it in the hole in the tip try. He's fouled on the after the offensive rebound and shot attempt there by Chase Merman. He'll go to the line and shoot two. 22-12 in favor. Of Sutton. 13-point run by the Cougars. Merman's free throw. Off there, no good. It was 12-9 Sandy Creek late in the first quarter. Now 22-12, so the Mustangs on a 13-point run. Second free throw by Chase Merman is up. This one's going to be no good. Rebound grabbed in the lane there by Cole Wiseman. So Merman misses a couple there. And Sutton with the basketball in the scoring zone. Spongberg inside the lane. Goes up. And a couple of defenders on the floor. And Spongberg foul. Two-shot situation coming up for Lance. Anthony Gracer picks up the foul for Sandy Creek. That's his second. Lance Spongberg, who scored eight this quarter, will go to the line to shoot two. 22-12. Sutton, they're throwing a shutout this quarter. Spongberg makes the first of two. He has nine, 23-12. 14-point run for Sutton. Second free throw by Spongberg. 2:28 to go in this quarter. The second is good. 10 this quarter for Spongberg. 24-12, Sutton. Front court Merman now to Hendrick. Mitch with it, gets a screen. Left alone now. 15-footer and scores. 4 points for Hendrick. That breaks the 15-point run by Sutton. It's 24-14. Front court. Sutton basketball. Reed Wiebe with it on the right wing. Top of the key now to Yost. Left side to Spongberg. Lance has gone off this quarter for 10. 10 of the 13 Sutton points this quarter by Spongberg. Wiebe with it underneath all alone. Putting up the shot is Sam Grease. It's no good, but he is fouled on the play, and Grease will go to the line to shoot two for the Sutton Mustang. With 1:47 to go in period number two, 24-14, Sutton with the lead. Grease has not scored. It'll be the third and fourth free throws of the evening for Sutton. They're two out of two from the line, and Sam makes the first, his first point. Sutton, solid defense, a good offense, usually a good free throw shooting team. 1:47 to go in period number two. It's 25 to 14. took the Cougars about 6 minutes to score in this quarter. Sutton had a 15-point run, ending the first, beginning of the second, kind of like close to the like the run the Sandy Creek girls had in the first game to pull away from Sutton. And the Lady Cougars go on to defeat the Phillies by the score of 51-23 in the girls' game. Here at Sutton, 24, Sandy Creek 14. And we got, looks like we got another scoreboard issue here. The clock is stopped. We had a score clock problem in the first game. Had to replace the scores clock. Clock wouldn't stop running, even during timeouts and foul situations. Now we're set here. It's 25-14. Favor of Sutton. Back to the free throw line is Sam Crease. He'll throw up his second. He made the first. His second free throw is good. So two for Sam, and it's 26-14. The Mustangs by a dozen. Their second 12-point lead of the first half and the game. Hendricks front court for Sandy Creek. Mitch gets a screen. He'll take a 16-footer and score. Mitch Hendricks, his second consecutive field goal. He has six, and it's 26-16. Sutton, and they have the ball in the front court. He's in the corner for three. Greece's shot no good. Merman with the rebound for Sandy Creek. They look to run, but can't. And Merman will bring it across the timeline with a left-handed dribble for Sandy Creek with 1:17 to go in the first half. Chase Merman for the Cougars. Back out to Mitch Hendricks. Mitch with the basketball. Try to work the pick and roll with Kuda, but no pass inside there. Chipley with it. Brady to Kuda. Andrew bounce pass to Hendricks. 58 seconds to go. Clock runs. Second quarter. Sutton by 10. Patience here by the Cougars on offense. They're down by 10. Good second quarter for Sutton. The Cougars have it inside. Pass underneath to Pesic. Puts up the shot and scores. Kuda to Pesic there. And the field goal. So the patience pays off. And a field goal for Sandy Creek. It's 26-18. Sutton basketball inside to Wiebe. Turns. Shoots and scores off the glass. Reed Wiebe with eight. And it's 28-18 in favor of Sutton. Their lead back up to 10 with 25 seconds to go in the second quarter of play. Hendricks front court for Sandy Creek. Mitch with the basketball. His pass knocked down but picked up by Merman for Sandy Creek. Cougars control. Hendricks now to Pesic. Brett with the basketball to Shipley. Inside to Kuda. Ball tipped out of bounds. It's off the Mustangs. Gordios. Jared Taylor back in for Sandy Creek. Brett Pesic out. Taylor and Wiebe, and there's some muscle inside now. Reed Wiebe and Jared Taylor in the game for Sutton. First appearance for Dustin Hahn, a 5'10 senior. Dustin in the game for Sandy Creek. Reed Wiebe gets the first breather, I believe, of the evening. Sandy Creek basketball, the inbound, and the Merman has it on a whistle. And the officials stop the play here. I think it was a little difficulty with maybe the clock again. 7 seconds on the clock. It's 28-18. Sutton with the lead. And the official explaining why that whistle was blown to Steve Spongberg, the head basketball coach of the Sutton Mustangs. Officials conferring now. Sure if it was a clock problem or not, but the ball was inbounded. He was just trying to inbound it. And officials stopped play. As Scott Hill, the 5'11 junior, comes in for Sandy Creek. Now they put 2 seconds back on the clock, 9 seconds to go. Now says the clock. Still trying to get Coach Spongberg satisfied with what's going on. The Cougars trying to inbound the ball once again. Mounted to Kuda with less than 8 seconds to go now. Merman with the basketball. Takuda knocked out of bounds there by Brodios. 5 seconds to play. 10 points up in the lead. And Merman to play it in on the far sideline. Free throw line extended. Lobs it to Hendricks. Which is going to have to hurry with three, with two, with one. Chop it up at the buzzer by Kuda. Is going to be way off the mark and no good. And that's the end of the first half of play with the score. Sutton 28, Sandy Creek 18. We'll talk about this first half in 2 minutes.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska. Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Sandy Creek High School. Blaine Gillis with you here on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5. Halftime of our boys game, and the Sutton Mustangs lead the Sandy Creek Cougars 28-18. This is the Allen's Halftime Report. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Well, the Sutton Mustangs have a very good second quarter. They outscored Sandy Creek 17-6, and part of that second quarter goes back to the end of the first quarter. Sutton trailed in the game 12-9 late in the first quarter, scored the last 2 points of that quarter. It was 12-11 Sandy Creek at the end of the quarter. But the Mustangs continue after scoring the final 2 points of the first quarter. They scored the first 13 of the second quarter, a 15-point run for the Sutton Mustangs in that first half. They led 24-12 before the Cougars could get on the board with about 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. So the Cougars went about 6 minutes while Sutton was on a 15-point run. And Sutton came from 12-9 behind, went up 24-12. And the Mustangs lead here at halftime, 28-18. So Sutton gets 10 points in the second quarter from Lance Fongberg. Lance went off for a couple of threes, a two-point field goal, two free throws. He had all 10 of his points in that second quarter. Eight in the first half for Reed Wiebe. Reed had three field goals in the first quarter, a field goal in the second, eight for Wiebe. 5 points for Cole Wiseman off the bench. A three-pointer and a two-point field goal, five for Wiseman. Three-point field goal for Reed Stone, and two free throws for Sam Priest for the Mustangs. 10 for Spongberg, 8 for Wiebe, 5 for Wiseman, 3 for Stone, 2 for Priest. The Mustangs, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line, and I have them only for 4 first-half turnovers in the contest. The Sandy Creek Cougars, who led for most of the first quarter, and led by one after one quarter, fall behind by 10 here at halftime. They get 6 points from Mitch Hendricks. He had two free throws and two field goals. Five for Andrew Kudal in the first quarter. Five for Anthony Gracer all in the first quarter. And a two-point field goal for Brett Pesce for the Cougars in the second quarter. Chase Merman, 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Mitch Hendricks made 2 out of 3 throws out of 2. The Cougars, 2 out of 4 from the line, unofficially with 7 first-half turnovers. The Cougars outscored the Mustangs 12-11 in the first quarter, but Sutton comes back to outscore Sandy Creek 17-6 in that second quarter of play. and lead here at halftime 28-18 in favor of the Sutton Mustangs. The Sandy Creek Cougars won the girls' game tonight 51-23 to go to 12-1 on the year. Sutton girls fall to 4-13. Coming into this one, Sutton boys are 14-2. Sandy Creek is 9-4, and Sandy Creek leads here at halftime by the score of 28-18. Another final score for you tonight in high school basketball involving a Hastings team. Hastings thinks is Julia tonight in the semifinals of the girls' Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Well, the Hawkettes shut down tonight, apparently. Columbus SCOTUS beat St. Cecilia 31-18. That Columbus SCOTUS defense rising to the occasion for sure tonight. And Columbus SCOTUS beat St. Cecilia 31-18 in the girls' semifinals tonight. The St. Cecilia boys will be playing Archbishop Bergen tomorrow night in Lincoln in the boys' semifinal. That'll be at 7:45. You can hear that game on Platte River Radio's 1230 KHAS radio, beginning with the pregame show about 7:30 tomorrow night. So no championship game appearance for the Hawkettes of St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia boys will try to win their way into the championship game Saturday evening for the semifinal game tomorrow night. Halftime here of the boys' game, and it's Sutton 28, Sandy Creek 18. We'll be back with the third period play-by-play after this two-minute timeout.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Ingersoll dresser pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe, and supplies and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. 402-224-4615 or 463-6258.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Angles Market is your grocery store in Fairfield. Angles Market has all your grocery needs, including fresh meats and produce, deli sandwiches, meat and cheese trays, fruit trays, and the Our Family line of products. Some of this week's specials are Farmland Premium Boneless Center Cut Pork Chops, 10 for $10, Our Family Cheese, Chunks or Shredded, $1.99, and Our Family Variety Beans, 3 for $2. Angles Market, open Monday through Saturday on Main Street in Fairfield. Proudly supporting the Sandy Creek athletes and teams.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Sandy Creek. We'll have time of the boys' game tonight. The Sutton leading Sandy Creek, 28-18. And our thanks to all of our fine sponsors, our wonderful folks from Sutton, Sandy Creek, Fairfield, supporters, the Sutton supporters, and our program sponsors on our basketball coverage on the Breeze this 2011-2012 season, the New Tech Seed, sponsoring the pregame show, this Allen halftime report, and our postgame show. Stay tuned for that, by the way. When we're finished, we'll have the Vaughn Sprinters postgame show here from Sandy Creek High School. Halftime here, Sutton 28, Sandy Creek 18. This has been the Allen halftime report on the Breeze tonight. Allen's the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Sandy Creek 10 down now to Sutton here at halftime after a big second quarter for the Mustangs. They outscored the Cougars 17-6. They have a 15-point run in that first half to gain this lead here of 10 here at halftime. And Sandy Creek will send out Jared Taylor, Grady Shipley, Mitch Henrich, Andrew Kuda and Anthony Grace as they shoot at the basket on the far end of the floor. We're on the stage on the center of the floor of Sandy Creek. So Sandy Creek shoots in the far end of the floor. Sutton on this end. Reed Weeby comes out. Rodeos, Sam Grease, Lance Spongberg, and Cole Wiseman for Sutton. Sandy Creek basketball, third quarter underway, 10 points, Sutton lead, and Shipley has the ball for Sandy Creek. Man-to-man defense for Sutton. They've been in that all night. Tipped away there, and there's the steal. Right off the get-go for Sutton Ball Club, and they have the ball in the front court. Spongberg for three, top of the key off the iron. No good. Tipped around, grabbed by Weeby. Offensive tip there, and grabbed there by Reed Weeby. Great golfer also, Reed. He can hit the golf ball. He's excellent. That's 4-2 inside to Weeby. Now Yost drives, dishes on the wing to Grease, to Weeby. Top of the key right side now to Spongberg. Man-to-man Sandy Creek defense. He's swinging left side. Driving now is Wiseman. Lost control of the ball and had to double dribble. The turnover number 5 on Sutton, 8 on Sandy Creek. The teams have traded them here in this third quarter. And we play 47 seconds, and it's still 28-18 Sutton. So Sandy Creek with their defense allowing only 31 a game. Give up only 18 in that first half. Sandy Creek with some work to do in the second half. And a foul by Lance Spongberg. Lance with 10 points in the second quarter, highlighting that 15-point run for Sutton in that second quarter at the end of the first. Foul's there, and the Cougars throw it in, and Hendricks has the basketball. Mitch Withers, 1 minute gone, 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Sutton leading by 10, and they have the basketball. But it's now Kuda. Kuda to Brady Shipley against this man-to-man Sutton defense. Driving to the hoop is Hendricks, and a whistle, and a blocking foul called there on Sam Grease. So Grease picks up the foul, and the Cougars will play it in underneath their own basket to the left of their basket on the end line. 6:45 to go, a blocking foul there on Sam Grease. Sutton by 10, 28-18, playing the basketball in. They do to Kuda, to the Cougars. For Gracer, there's a shot no good by Hendricks. The rebound to Sam Grease. Grease for the Mustangs comes this way, bounce pass on the baseline. Gathered in there by Wiseman. They swing it around to Spongberg from the left wing. Top of the key to Grease. Pick up the dribble, passes to Weeby in the corner. To Wiseman, to Spongberg, to Yost, right side now to Grease. Sam with it. A quick cutter, cross course it now to Wiseman. Top of the key. Left alone for three is Yost. Off the back iron, no good. The rebound by Andrew Kuda of Sandy Creek. To Hendricks in the backcourt. Mitch across the timeline. To the offensive zone for the Cougars, to Gracer. Bounce pass top of the key to Jared Taylor. Right side to Shipley. Brady with it. To Kuda. Hands the ball now to Hendricks, and the Cougars are going to have to restart the offense here. So tough on defense. Fight their way through the screen. Shipley will take a 16-footer. Going to be off the backboard. No good. The rebound out of there by Cole Wiseman. Wiseman for Sutton into the offensive zone underneath to Weeby. Back out to Yost, to Spongberg. Top of the key to Wiseman. He's left alone. He's got a three, and he misses the shot. And Taylor rebounds for Sandy Creek to Hendricks. No scoring yet this quarter by either team. We played more than 2.5 minutes, 5:25 to go, third quarter. 28-18, Sutton with a 10-point lead. Gracer with it for Sandy Creek. Cross-court pass now to Hendricks. To his left, back out to Shipley. Right side to Taylor. Right wing now. The Gracer inside to Kuda. Left-handed shot up. Rolls off there. No good. But Andrews fouled on the play. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Good athletes on this floor. Both sides with the floor. Brody Yost with the foul. 5:06 to go. Andrew Kuda to the line to shoot two. He has 5 points. Had all five in the first quarter. Kuda to shoot a pair. First one up. And this one is in and out and back down. Stays and goes through the hoop. 28-19, that's 6 for Kuda. Chase Merman reports in for Sandy Creek. Brady Shipley goes out. Andrew Kuda will throw up the second. His left-handed toss in the air, and it is long, no good. The rebound, Weeby of Sutton. So 1-2 for Kuda, 28-19. Sandy Creek, so Sutton without any points this quarter. We played more than 3 minutes. Spongberg with the basketball. Return, pass to Weeby, left side now to Wiseman. to Yost inside to Weeby. He will turn, shoot, and score. Reed Weeby, who's a load inside, gets his 10 points. 30-19. Mustangs by 11. Gracer front court for Sandy Creek. Bounce pass to Hendricks. Pitch into the lane. Knocked away from him in the steal. The defense there and the steal coming out of the with it is Yost. He will drive, put up a shot. Good, but he traveled first. A traveling call on Cody Yost there after the steal. And the basketball turned back over to Sandy Creek, so it's still 30-19. Hendricks with the ball, front court for Sandy Creek. Mitch with the basketball to the left baseline, puts up the runner. It's good. It counts. He has fouled the call on Cole Wiseman. A nice runner on the baseline. Tough shot there by Hendricks. They say the basket counts, and it is 30-21. Nice shot by Hendricks. He has eight. The foul there on Cole Wiseman. And Mitch Hendricks will try to complete this three-point play. The lead is nine for Sutton. That was a tough shot going to the out-of-bounds end line, shooting with the right hand from the baseline. Shot no good from the free throw line, so it's still 30-21. Run court, Grease for three for Sutton. Off no good, they go high for it, and Andrews Cooter comes down with it. Cooter now to Hendricks in the backcourt. Halfway through the third quarter, 30-21 in favor Sandy Creek, and Merman hits the deck in the offensive zone, and Chase was assisted to the floor. One of the Sutton Mustangs, pushing foul there away from the basketball, called on Reed Weeby. Lots of contact, very physical contest between these two rivals as Reed Stone comes in and Cole Wiseman out for Sutton. 3:57 to go, third quarter, 30-21. Physical contest in this basketball game here tonight. Eddie Shipley back in for Sandy Creek. Merman for three, going to be an air ball, no good. And Reed Weeby. Rebound for Sutton. Front court Spongberg. Now to Grease. Back to Spongberg. To Grease for three from the corner. In the hole, Sam Grease. He has five. And it's 33-21. Sutton by a dozen. Front court Hendricks for Sandy Creek. Has the ball on the right wing. Still with the dribble. Now to Shipley. Left side to Merman. Man to man Sutton defense. It's been tied all night. Kudu with it. To Hendricks. Right side to Shipley. Brady with it. To Jared Taylor, who steps out now to Hendricks. Deep on the left wing. It's inside, no pass there. Kudu, three ball in the air, will roll in and out. No good. Merman tip trying over, gets his own rebound and scores. Two chances there in the field goal by Chase Merman. His first of the night. 33-23. The Mustangs lead by 10. They have it in the front court. Reed Stone, top of the key to Spongberg. Will fake now, take the three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound Kudu or Sandy Creek. Bounce pass now to Hendricks in the backcourt. Mitch will dribble it to the timeline and cross it for Sandy Creek. 2:40 to go, third quarter, 10-point Sutton lead. They try to maintain control the tempo of this basketball game. Shipley with the ball. Inside to Kudu, turn, shoots off the glass, and scores. Andrew Kudu with eight in the game, 33-25. And there is a travel call in the front court on Sutton. They'll turn it over for the seventh time. Brett Peschick in for Sandy Creek, and Mitch Carlson in for Sutton. Taylor will rest for the Cougars. Wiseman out for Sutton, 33-25. Last four scored by the Cougars. They were 12 down. They scored the last four. It's now 33-25. Mitch Hendricks front court for Sandy Creek. 2:17 to go, third quarter. And another foul away from the basketball. This one's going to be an offensive foul on Sandy Creek, Andrew Kudu. And again, another foul away from the ball. Physical contact in this third quarter, especially in this game. The guys are getting after it here, and that's an offensive foul. That'll be the 10th turnover also on Sandy Creek. 2:05 to go, lob underneath to Spongberg. Shoots and scores. A nice lob pass over the defense to Spongberg. And he scores his 12th point. 35-25. Sutton's lead now back up to 10. Merman in the lane. To Hendricks. Mitch now to Merman. Lob inside for Kudu on the baseline. Can't control it. It's out of bounds. Off the Cougars in their 11th turnover. Jared Taylor back in the game for Sandy Creek in the first appearance for Brendan Leposky, a 5'9 freshman in there. Grease on the floor. Weeby, Stone, Spongberg and Carlson for Sutton. 1:42, clock runs, third quarter. Sutton 35, Sandy Creek 25. Inside to Weavey. To Grease. Back out to Stone. Reed heads for the hoop. Double team there. Back out to Grease for three. In the air. In the hole. Sam Grease, his second consecutive three. And the lead now up to 13 for the Sutton Mustangs. Two consecutive threes for Sam Grease. Timeout on the floor with 1:26 to go in the third quarter. Sutton 38, Sandy Creek 25. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seeds sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball here for you tonight on The Breeze, KLIQFM 94.5 and at KLIQFM.com. Sutton, 38, Sandy Creek, 25. Biggest lead of the night for the Sutton Mustangs. They had it by 12 a couple of times in the first half. Have it up to 13 now here in the third quarter. Two threes in a row by Sam Grease. In this quarter has moved the Mustangs up by 13. They're up by 12. The Cougars got it down to 8. Two straight threes by Grease. It's 38-25, Sutton. And Merman with the ball in the scoring zone for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Gives it up to Kendrick. Mitch with it, right side now to Merman. Goes to his right with the dribble. Chase on the drive, shot up, no good, but he's pushed on the play. He shoots that basketball. Foul on the Sutton Mustangs. Call on Mitch Carlson. 1:05 to go in this third quarter. Chase Merman. And Chase, out with an injury, has played about the last half dozen games. This is his seventh game. He just misses the free throw. He's 0-for-3 from the line. Has 2 points. He's come back to average 12.5 points and 4.8 rebounds. As Brady Shipley comes in and Brendan Lepofsky goes out for Sandy Creek. Second free throw by Merman. Misses that one. So two misses from the line there by the Cougars. They're still down by 13. 1 minute to go. Third quarter. Weavey front court to Grease for Sutton. The Spongberg gets around the screen for three. Misses the shot. The rebound by Henry. Mitch with the basketball into the front court. To Merman. Chase goes to his right again. Spins. The defender goes down. Merman turns and scores from about 10 feet. He has four. 38-27. In the front court, it's Spongberg to Weavey to Reed Stone. That's for the hoop. Puts up the runner. Rolls off. No good, but Stone fouled on the play by Brady Shipley of Sandy Creek. So Reed Stone to the free throw line for a pair for the Sutton Mustangs. Reed's first throws from the line. He had a 3-point field goal in the first half for Sutton. 38-27 Mustangs with 31 seconds to go in the third quarter. Reed Stone eyes the hoop. Shot will be no good. Reed is a 5'10 junior as Andrew Kuda back in. Chase Merman out for Sandy Creek. We have 31 seconds to go in this third quarter. Stone will throw up the second one. Reed's throw is up and in and out, no good. The rebound by Jared Taylor. Well, the team's trade two missed free throws, and it's 38-27. Front court travel there on Brady Shipley. 12th turnover on Sandy Creek. Out Stone, in Cole Wiseman for Sutton. Well, 21 seconds for the Mustangs to get on the board to end this third quarter. Have to run their offense right in front of the Sutton bench, and Coach Steve Spongberg, Lance Spongberg, the coach's son, has the basketball. Gives up that dribble, passes now to Mitch Carlson, to Weavey. 13-footer by Reed is good. Reed Weavey with 12, and it's 40-27, and the Cougars can't get a shot off, and that'll be the end of the third quarter. After three, Sutton gets its second 13-point lead. After three, Sutton 40. Sandy Creek 27. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Sandy Creek High School. Sutton in that third quarter gets 12 points with the big highlight there. 2 3-pointers in a row by Sam Grease. He has 8 in the game with those 2 threes. After Sandy Creek had gotten within 8, got the lead up 38-25. And it's now 40-27 here after 3. So 2 big 3s in that quarter by Grease. And Sutton has the lead by 12. And the Mustangs send out Lance Spongberg, Cole Wiseman, Reed Wiebe, Sam Grease, and Brody Yost. And they have the basketball and a 13-point lead, 40-27. And there's a travel on Grease. There's the 8 turnover on Sutton. Sandy Creek has Mitch Hendricks on the floor, Anthony Grazer, Chase Merman, Andrew Kuda, and Jared Taylor. And Merman will control the basketball. Right side to Hendricks. Biggest deficit of the evening. This is 13 for the second time for the Cougars. Hendricks now take a 16-footer and score. Mitch Hendricks with 10. 40-29. The lead 11. Front court. Button with the basketball. Yost travels. Second consecutive turnover down the floor by Sutton on 9th of the evening. And it's 40-29 in favor of Sutton and Chase Merman for the Sandy Creek Cougars across the timeline into the scoring zone, far into the floor here at Sandy Creek High School. Grazer with the basketball, gives up his dribble, passes to Hendricks. Mitch Hendricks now to Merman. Merman, Jakuta takes the three in the air by Andrew, going to be no good. The rebound comes down to Sam Grease. Grease to Spongberg. Spongberg now to Wiebe. Right side to Grease, top of the key, Spongberg. It's a screen, now takes an 18-footer. The bounce high up there, no good. The rebound, Hendricks. Mitch Hendricks goes high and gets the rebound for Sandy Creek. Heads it into the scoring zone. Hendricks now. He's up his dribble, passes it now to Grazer. Anthony with it. Grazer inside to Kuda, knocked away from him, stolen by Grease. Turnover, Sandy Creek, number 13. Went court at Spongberg. Into the corner. For three, it's Wiseman. Off the iron, no good. The rebound to Merman of Sandy Creek. 40-29, Sutton. 6:18, clock runs, fourth quarter. Only 2 fouls in this half on Sandy Creek, 6 on Sutton. Pass inside to Kuda. Turns, now he's back into the corner, out to Merman. Chase with it. Pass back out to Grazer, left side to Hendricks. Mitch with the basketball. Underneath to Merman, his shot up and good. The defender fell down. Merman got 3, scores his 6 points. 40-31, the first 4 this quarter by Sandy Creek. Timeout Sutton with 5:49 to go in the fourth quarter. The lead down to 9. It's Sutton 40, Sandy Creek 31. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Andy Creek with the first 4 of this quarter. Cut the lead down to 9. 40-31 Sutton with 5:49 to go. The Cougars have been hurt at the foul line. Only 3 out of 9 from the free throw line. Sutton is 4 out of 4 from the line. 13 turnovers unofficially on Sandy Creek. 9 on Sutton. 5:49 to go. Lots of time here. This boys' contest. And it'll be basketball to Sutton on the near sideline, right near their bench. Sam Grease will play it in. Does in the backcourt to Lance Spongberg. Reed Weavey's also on the floor. Cody Yost and Cole Wiseman. Grease with it now to Yost. Right side to Spongberg. Tipped away. And the steal by Merman. So Sutton turns it over once again. It's at least three this quarter. He played 2.5 minutes. 40-31. Favor of Sutton, and Sandy Creek can cut more into that lead. Brady Shipley back in, has the ball for Sandy Creek to Jared Taylor. Anthony Gracer on the left wing. Gracer with it to Henricks. Defensive Wiseman. Henricks gets a screen. Still with the ball, but has no shot to Gracer. Controls it on the baseline. Back to Henricks. 5:07 clock runs. Fourth quarter, 40-31. Sutton with the lead. Henricks into the lane, and he's held right there by Cole Wiseman. Al Wiseman, 1-1 for Henricks. Mitch averaging 14 points, 4 rebounds a game, 6'2 junior for Sandy Creek. 5:01 to go. That's the 17th foul on Sutton. So free throws the rest of the way for Sandy Creek. One in bonus here for Mitch Henricks. Mitch, 2 out of 3 from the line. He has 10 points in the game. And he throws up the first. Scores it and earns the bonus. 11 for Henricks, 40-32. First 5 this quarter by Sandy Creek. They cut it to 8. Second free throw by Henricks is up and good. Makes them both. For this quarter, 12 in the game for Mitch, 40-33. 7-point Sutton lead. Front court Spongberg. The Mustangs to Weavey, to Wiseman. Left wing to Grease. Sam with it. Stepping out, getting the ball now. Mitch Carlson is checked in. To Spongberg. To Weavey. Right side to Wiseman. Underneath to Spongberg. On the baseline. Back out to Wiseman. Carlson, Grease. Left wing, Sam Grease. Top of the key, Weavey. Right side, Spongberg. The motion offense here against this man-to-man Sandy Creek defense. Spongberg with it. 4:25 to go. And no hurry here for the Mustangs. We have a 7-point lead. Sandy Creek has all the points this quarter, though, all 6 of them. Sutton hasn't scored. Sutton very deliberate here. They're running some clock. Grease into the lane, back out to Cole Wiseman. Again, it's very deliberate, controlled offense here. All tipped away almost. Carlson grabs it for Sutton to Grease. Left wing for Sam, still with the basketball. Top of the key now to Carlson, right side to Spongberg. Lance with it, free throw line to Carlson. Still with the ball, gives it to Weavey, now to Spongberg. 3:47 to go. Sutton has controlled this basketball for about a minute. Wiseman has the ball inside, pass out of bounds. Weavey fell down in the lane. He wanted a foul, didn't get it. The pass sailed out of bounds. Turnover Sutton, their 11th of the game. And the lead is 7, and Sandy has the ball with 3:40 to go. Mitch Henricks will control, and you get the feeling that Henricks is going to be obviously the go-to guy here on this offense. Sandy Creek, there's Gracer. Now to Taylor, right side to Shipley. Brady with it now to Mitch Henricks. They look inside to Kuda, no pass there to Gracer. To Shipley, to Henricks, to the baseline. Back out to Shipley for 3, in the air, in the hole, Brady Shipley with his first bucket of the game. Cuts it to 4, 40-36. 3:11 to go. Ball knocked out of bounds on the near court here by Sandy Creek. Anthony Graves in the lead down to 4 with 3:10 to go. Mustangs haven't scored this quarter. It took Sandy Creek 6 minutes to score in the second quarter. Sandy Creek on the run here. 40-36, and there's a foul on Jared Taylor of Sandy Creek. That's only the third team foul on the Cougars, so they still got 3 to give yet. It's 40-36. Sandy Creek on the 9-point run this quarter. Shipley out, Merman in for Sandy Creek. 3:02 to play in the ballgame. The Cougars have all 9 in this quarter. They've cut it from 13 down to 4. Still 3:02 to go. Sutton controls the basketball. Sandy Creek in the man-to-man defense. Spongberg front court now to Sam Grease. Reese for the Mustangs to Mitch Carlson, left wing to Weeby. Reed with the basketball, inside to Carlson. He's in the lane, has nowhere to go. Tries to get rid of the ball, does to Spongberg in a timeout. See Spongberg from the Sutton bench. So we'll take one with 2:43 to go in the fourth quarter. Sutton 40, Sandy Creek 36. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
If you're interested in the best renewable energy system for your home, the GeoXL geothermal system is right for you. GeoXL is the highest quality and most efficient choice for your home's heating and cooling needs, and you can receive a federal tax credit of 30% on a new GeoXL geothermal system, a full 30% tax credit on the entire system. This is a limited-time offer. Start saving up to 70% on your home's heating and cooling costs today by calling Cooney Refrigeration, Air Conditioning, and Heating in Clay Center. Good luck, Sandy Creek and area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at Sandy Creek High School, Sandy Creek. Cougars with a 9-point run this fourth quarter. Trailed by 13 starting the quarter. It's now 40-36 with 2:43 to go in the ballgame. Sutton basketball. Reese inbounds in the backcourt to Spongberg and Lance Wilk. The hawk there by Anthony Grayson, but Spongberg into the front court. Side to Weeby, back out now to Reed Stone, who's checked in. Stone in the basketball game. And a whistle and a foul called on Sandy Creek. Looks like that one's whistled on Brady Shipley. His third. That's only the fourth team foul. So Sandy Creek still with two to give. And the Mustangs try to hang on to this lead here. 2:28 to go. They have no points this quarter. Bounded to Weeby. Weeby to Stone to Grease. To Weeby. Left wing to Spongberg. Lance with it. Top of the key now to Carlson. To Reed Stone. Stone almost lost control of that ball. And gives it up now to Carlson. Down to Spongberg. 2:08 to go in the ball game, and another foul called on Anthony Gracer. Of Sandy Creek. That's his third, and that's the 15th foul. Still, the Cougars have one to give as Jared Taylor's going to come in for Sandy Creek. Anthony Gracer goes out. 2:07 to go in the ball game. 40-36, Sutton in the lead. Grease inbounds to Reed Weeby in the corner to Reed Stone. Stone dribbles it out now between the rings. Now to Weeby. Reed with it to Grease. And a whistle and a foul going to be called on Mitch Henrich. And that's the 16th foul on Sandy Creek. So now, next foul will send the Mustangs to the line. Sutton's had this basketball most of the last couple of minutes as Reed Stone goes out and Cole Wiseman checks in for Sutton. Now 16 fouls on Sandy Creek. So Sutton will go to the line on the next non-player control foul. And a foul, there's a hold in the backcourt on Sandy Creek's Andrew Kuda, who checked in off the bench. He held away from the ball as the Mustangs tried to get it in, and going to the free throw line is going to be Lance Spongberg. I have a feeling this is going to come down to Spongberg versus Henrichs on the offensive ends of the floor. Reed Weeby thrown in there, too, for Sutton. Free throw up and good by Spongberg. Makes the first and earns the bonus. 41-36 with 1:52 to go and a timeout on the floor. We'll take one with 1:52 to play. Sutton, 41. Sandy Creek, 36. Back in 30 seconds.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgro and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
9 points, Sandy Creek run in this fourth quarter, cut it to four. Lance Spongberg just made the first of a one-and-one situation on the free throw line to break that 9-point run by the Cougars. It's 41-36 Sutton, and Lance Spongberg will throw up his second free throw. He has 13 on the night. Sutton good. Makes them both. He has 14. 42-36. 6 out of 8 from the line for Sutton in this game. Shipley front court for Sandy Creek to Chase Merman. 1:43 to go. To Henrichs. Will take a three-pointer in the air. Going to be short. No good off the iron. the far corner trying to save it. Merman, he can't. He runs almost out of the building off the steps. Couldn't save it. And it'll be Sutton basketball. Check in to play a little defense here and maybe commit some fouls. Scott Hill and Brett Peschick for Sandy Creek. Taylor and Kuda go out. A little defense in, a little offense out. The Cougars are going to have to chase here. They need some quicker players in there. Some guys that they give up some fouls. They do in the backcourt right there. And one of those guys, Brett Peschick, picked up the foul. Sutton will go to the line to shoot 1-1. 6 out of 8 for the line for the Mustangs. They're going to get some chances to throw it up with 1:36 to play. 6-point ball game. And Lance Spongberg will go back to the line. He's 4 out of 4 from the line. He scored 14 points. He had 10 of those in the second quarter. 1:36 to play. Spongberg, 1-1. 6-point lead, 42-36. Free throw up by Lance is good. 43-36 in favor of Sutton. 3 in a row from the line made by Lance Spongberg. Second one up. This one's good, Barry. He makes all 4 in a row now. 44-36. Mustangs with the last 4. Their lead back up to 8. Shipley front court for Sandy Creek with 1:28 to go. There's an errant pass but picked up by Heinrich. His pass is too strong for Kuda. Boy, there's a big turnover, number 14 on Sandy Creek. Again, Peschick and Hill back in for Sandy Creek. Kuda and Taylor out with 1:26 to play. Cougars are going to have to foul and foul in a hurry. They're down by 8 with 1:26 to go. The backcourt is greased. He's fouled very quickly by Mitch Henry. This time it'll be Sam Grease to the free throw line. On the 9th team foul, 1-1. Grease has 8. He's 2 out of 2 from the line. And Sam, 2 big 3s in a row in that third quarter for Sutton. Free throw by Sam Grease with 1:24 to play. This one's up and it is in and out, no good. The rebound by Peschick of Sandy Creek to Merman. 8-point game, 1:20 to play. Sutton with the lead. Merman heads for the hoop, puts up the scoop shot and scores. Chase Merman with the field goal, quick timeout. Matt Schwarzenderber of Sandy Creek. Merman with his 8 points, and we'll take a timeout with 1:15 to play. It's Sutton 44, Sandy Creek 38. We're back in 30 seconds.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sutton 44, Sandy Creek 38. So the philosophy here for Sandy Creek is we need to score. We're going to foul as soon as we can. If Sutton can get the basketball in, send the Mustangs to the line. So far this quarter, 4 out of 4 from the line. 4 out of 5, excuse me. And they've only missed 3 on the evening. 4 out of 6 coming in. 8 made by Sutton. They've missed 3 free throws. They're 8 out of 11 from the free throw line. They have the ball in the backcourt. Reed Wiebe. After the field goal by Sandy Creek, Wiebe inbounds the ball in the backcourt to Spongberg. 1:14 to go. Now not a quick foul, and now there's one in the backcourt by Anthony Gracer. At least 4 on Anthony. As Merman, Taylor, and Shipley come in, and Gracer's fouled out. It's number 5 on Anthony. He's fouled out with 5 fouls and 5 points. 1:11 to play. It's 44-38. Coach Schwarzenegger is going to take his time before getting the sub in. That is indeed the 5th foul, and maybe it is not. So he's just going out of the game. That's his 4th foul. Spongberg makes the first free throw. That was the 10th team foul, so the Mustangs will shoot 2 the rest of the way. It's not the 5th foul in Gracer. He was going to go out of the game for a little more offense. And he now has sat down. 3 new ones in there for the Cougars. Spongberg makes another 6 out of 6 this quarter by Spongberg. 46-38, 18 in the game for Lamb. On court, it's Hendricks. Mitch with the basketball. He hits the deck, gives up the basketball, but they say travel. Travel on Hendricks. 15 on Sandy Creek in the game. 11 on Sutton. Peschick and Hill. Brett Peschick, Scott Hill in. or a little defense and quickness here, and also into the game. Tanner Yost, a 5'8 senior, his first appearance for Sandy Creek. 105 to go. It's an 8-point ball game. There's Sutton in the lead. They have base backcourt pressure inbound to Wiseman. Double team there, and he's pushed there on the play. Nice. Tanner Yost, who just checked in, and will come to this end of the floor. And the Mustangs will shoot two more with 103 to go. Really extend the basketball game by fouling that quickly. The Cougars are not going to say white flag here yet, folks. 46-38. And Cole Wiseman to the line to shoot two. It'll be his first tosses from the line. He scored five on the evening. Go up by Cole in the air, and good. Makes it 47-38. It's now a 9-point game. 7 out of 8 from the line this quarter for Sutton. They have no field goals this quarter. They haven't needed a field goal. And if he got the first 9 of the quarter, cut it to 40-36, but Sutton has made 7 free throws since that point as a 9-point lead. Second one up, off the iron, no good, 47-38. Sandy Creek in the backcourt. Front court is Hendricks. It's less than a minute to play, 47-38. Hendricks to the baseline, puts up the shot. Short, no good. Tip try up and good. Give that ball to him. Give it to, looks like Merman got that tip. Chase Merman will get Merman the tip. 10 points for Chase, 47-40, and a quick timeout. Sandy Creek from Matt Swartzenduber. We'll stay here during this timeout. 52 seconds to go. It's Sutton 47, Sandy Creek 40. The Sutton Mustangs, we say, 7 out of 9 from the line this quarter. They're 11 out of 15 in the ballgame from the free throw line. 18 points for Lance Fonsler. Lance, a perfect 6 out of 6 from the line this fourth quarter and 8 out of 8 from the line in the ballgame. Sandy Creek clinging to the chance that they still have in this game. They're down by 7 with 52 seconds to go. Yes, it's the old proverbial stranger things have happened. So, 7-point Sutton lead. Sutton gaining control of this basketball game. The end of the first quarter, the beginning of the second. A 16-point run for the Sutton Mustangs. They had a 10-point halftime lead. 13 after 3. Sandy Creek got the first 9 of the fourth quarter to cut it to 4 with about 3:15 to go. But the Cougars have been forced into a foul game, fouling the Mustangs. They've been going to the line. In fact, as we said, no field goals this quarter for Sutton. They have made 7 free throws, and they have a 7-point lead. And Wiebe wants to end down in the backcourt. He does to Spongberg. He's being chased by a couple of Cougars. Spongberg still with the ball in the backcourt. Still with it. Passes now to Sam Greese and a timeout to save the possession that was getting close to the 10-second call. Timeout Sutton with 45 seconds to go. It's Sutton 47, Sandy Creek 40. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Remember, hang around after the play-by-play. We will have the Vaughn Sprinters post-game show. More than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn Sprinters continues to be your full-service sprinter, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Inbounding the ball, the Cougars foul the Mustangs once again, and that man, Lance Spongberg, back to the free throw line, shoot two more for a Sutton Mustang. It's 47-40 with 43 seconds to go, and Spongberg will throw up two more. Counted. Makes the first. 2-4-6, 7 out of 7 this quarter. 9 out of 9 in the game for Lance Spongberg. He has 19 in the game. Goes up to second. It's good. Great baseball pitcher, also just a great athlete. Bothered by injuries, but he's back in full settle. 8 out of 8 from the line this quarter. Hendricks for Sandy Creek to Merman. 35 seconds to go, 9-point ball game. Merman shot up off the glass and rim no good. The foul on Sam Greese. Chase Berman will go to the line to shoot two. Chase was 6 this quarter, 10 in the game. He'll shoot two with 25 seconds to go and a 9-point Sutton lead. Mustangs get that lead in the second quarter and have not given it up since. Most of the first quarter was close. The largest lead of the night for Sandy Creek was 3 at 12-9. Sutton made it 12-11 and started their 15-point run. Merman's free throw is up and no good. Chase 0 for 5 in the line. Again, coming back from an injury, and Chase doesn't have that foul shooting down here yet, at least not tonight. He's missed all five he's thrown up. We'll throw up the second. This one's up and good. Makes one out of two. 11 for Merman, 49-41. And a foul in the backcourt on Sandy Creek as they continue to send the Mustangs to the free throw line. And guess who? Lance Stongberg. Back to the line to shoot two more. A perfect 8 out of 8 this quarter. 10 out of 10 in the game. 20 for Spongberg in the game. Free throw up. Good. I mean, you don't even have to look. You don't even have to look. You know he's going to make it. 50-41. Lance throws up the second. This one's up. This one's good. It bounced around a little, but it still went down. 51-41. That should probably do it for Sutton. They're up by 10 with 20 seconds to go. Front court, Hendricks gives it up. It goes into the backcourt, and that's a turnover on Sandy Creek. So the Cougars turned away here on the backcourt violation with 16 seconds to go. 10-point Sutton lead, and the Mustangs are going to win their 15th game of the season. The Cougars are going to drop their fifth. Spongberg in the backcourt, and the Cougars, I don't think, are going to foul here. Yes, they do. Merman picks up another one. For some reason, the Cougars foul again, and Spongberg will go to the line to shoot two more. I wonder if he'll make these two. 10 out of 10 this quarter. We can't even jinx him here. Look at that, 11, 52-41. That's the example. Practice your free throws. Make another one. 12 out of 12 for Spongberg from the line this quarter, 53-41. Last gasp here by Sandy Creek. Hendricks will take a long three with 6 seconds to go. Bounces high off there, no good. The rebound by Spongberg. And they're not going to foul him this time, and the clock runs out, and the game is over. And the Sutton Mustangs have defeated the Sandy Creek Cougars 53-41. The Mustangs, a 15-point run in the first half, lead by 10 at halftime, by 13 after three. The Cougars get it to four, but Sutton 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 free throws for all their points in the fourth quarter. And Sutton wins it by the score of 53-41. We'll talk about this game in 2 minutes.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. From design and layout to the finished product, Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Ingersoll dresser pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe, and supplies and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. 402-224-4615 or 463-6258.
Big Daddy's Diner and Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center
Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
Angles Market is your grocery store in Fairfield. Angles Market has all your grocery needs, including fresh meats and produce, deli sandwiches, meat and cheese trays, fruit trays, and the Our Family line of products. Some of this week's specials are Farmland Premium Boneless Center Cut Pork Chops, 10 for $10, Our Family Cheese, Chunks or Shredded, $1.99, and Our Family Variety Beans, 3 for $2. Angles Market, open Monday through Saturday on Main Street in Fairfield. Proudly supporting the Sandy Creek athletes and teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Sandy Creek High School. This is the Vaughn's postgame show. The postgame show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, your full-service printer, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. A split tonight of our high school doubleheader in the girls' contest. The Sandy Creek Cougars defeat the Sutton Phillies 51-23. In the boys' contest, it's Sutton 53, Sandy Creek 41. The boys' game just concluding here and leads from most of this contest, but the Cougars make it close in the fourth quarter before Sutton goes to the free throw line in the fourth quarter with the lead and make 13 out of 15 free throws in the fourth quarter, 17 out of 21 in the game, including Lance Spongberg. Six times Lance went to the line in the fourth quarter with a two-shot situation. He made all 12 free throws in their fourth quarter, had 14 out of 14 from the line in the game for Spongberg, 24 points for Lance to lead the way for Sutton tonight. This ball game close in the first quarter of play. Sandy Creek, in fact, had the lead early at 2-0. We were tied at 2, tied at 4. Sandy Creek's biggest lead was 7-4 in this ball game. Sutton went ahead 9-7. Sandy Creek then had a 12-9 lead in the first quarter. And at that point, Sutton goes on a 15-point run. They scored the final 2 points in the first quarter, the first 13 of the second. The 12-9 deficit turned into a 24-12 Sutton lead in the second quarter. It was 10 at halftime, 28-18 in favor of Sutton. A pretty even third quarter of play as Sutton outscored Sandy Creek 12-9. The Mustangs led 40-27 heading into the fourth quarter. And Sandy Creek then scored the first 9 points of the fourth quarter and led by the score of 40-13. That Sutton's lead was cut then from 13 down to 4, 40-36 on that 9-point run by the Cougars to start the fourth quarter. At the 3:15 mark in the fourth, it was 40-36. That's when the Sutton started to make their free throws in that fourth quarter. Again, they make 13 out of 15. Spongberg goes to the line and makes 12 out of 12 in the fourth quarter for Sutton. They should have fouled somebody else, I guess. But Lance gets the basketball in the inbounds play. The Cougars forced to foul. That was the game they wanted to play. Sends Spongberg to the line 12 times. He makes all 12, 1 out of 3 by the rest of the players in that fourth quarter by Sutton. If you make 13, have no field goals, 13 free throws in the fourth quarter. So Sutton, with the great foul shooting, 17 out of 21 on the night, win the ball game by the score of 53-41. But Sandy Creek comes from 13 down to cut it to 4 with the great free throw shooting down the stretch by Lance Spongberg and Sutton, and the Mustangs win it by the score of 53-41. This is a post-game show. Vaughn's Printers, more than 80 years and 3 generations. Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 402-463-7721. Continuing on the post-game show, the scoring in this game for Sutton, Lance Spongberg, 24 points, including 14 out of 14 from the free throw line and a couple of threes also for Lance and a couple of two-point field goals. 24 for Spongberg. Also double figures for Reed Weep. He had 12, 8 in the first half for Sutton. 8 points for Sam Grease. 2 big three-pointers in a row in the third quarter by Grease. He had 8 in the game. 6 for Cole Wiseman. 3 for Reed Stone. In the game, 5 Mustangs score again, 17 out of 21 for the line. Sutton in the game unofficially with 11 turnovers in the contest. 2 players in double figures for Sandy Creek, 12 for Mitch Hendricks, 11 for Chase Merman, 8 points for Andrew Kuda, 5 for Anthony Gracer, 3 for Brady Shipley, and 2 for Brett Peschick. The Cougars did not shoot free throws very well, 6 out of 13 in the contest this evening, and Sandy Creek with 18 first-half points, 23 in the second, 41 for the game. Sutton with 28 first-half points, 25 in the second, 53 in the game for the Mustangs, and Sutton wins it by the score of 53-41 this evening. In the first game tonight, the Sandy Creek girls defeated Sutton by the score of 51-23, a run of 13 points in that first half, propelling the Sandy Creek girls to the win tonight. They win at 51-23. That's too much out there for the Sandy Creek Cougars over the very young Sutton Phillies tonight. 20 for Michaela Shaw, 12 for Ashley Harms to lead the way for Sandy Creek, and leading the way, 8, Stephanie Osterhaus for Sutton in the contest last night. So the Sandy Creek girls win at 51-23 over Sutton. Sandy Creek girls go to 12-1 in the year. Sutton falls to 4-13. In the boys' contest, Sutton wins at 53-41. Sutton now 15-2 on the year. Sandy Creek falls to 9-5. Now the next action for the Sandy Creek teams will be tomorrow night. They have to go over to Kearney Catholic. Big Class C1 games for Sandy Creek and Kearney Catholic tomorrow night. You can hear both those games on Platte River Radio's KKPR. That's Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. That's tomorrow night, beginning with the pregame activity at 5:55 tomorrow afternoon. Sandy Creek girls and boys at Kearney Catholic. The Sutton boys and girls are off until the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament. That begins next week. So the Sutton teams will be in that tournament next week. And after Sandy Creek is finished at Kearney Catholic tomorrow night, they will also be in that Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament next week. So these girls and boys teams could be seeing each other once again next week. We will see. But a split here tonight. For the final score, we want to pass along tonight in the semifinals of the girls' portion of the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Columbus SCOTUS defeated Hastings St. Cecilia by the score of 31-18. So the tournament over for the St. Cecilia Hawkettes. The St. Cecilia boys will be taking on Archbishop Bergen tomorrow night at 7:45 at Lincoln Christian. You can hear that game on 1230 KHAS Radio, beginning with the pregame show at 7:30 tomorrow night. St. Cecilia boys try to get into the championship on Saturday. St. Cecilia girls lost to Columbus SCOTUS in the semifinals tonight, 31-18. Well, that'll conclude things here at Sandy Creek. Again, our thanks to Russ Neinmeyer and all the good folks at Sandy Creek and all of our Sandy Creek Sutton supporters and our show sponsors this evening, New Tech Seed, Allen's, and the post-game show, Vaughn's Printers. A split of the doubleheader here tonight in the girls' contest, Sandy Creek 51, Sutton 23. In the boys' contest, it was Sutton winning its 15th game of the year, the Sutton Mustangs 53, and the Sandy Creek Cougars 41 on the boys' side of things. And this has been the Vaughn's post-game show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, celebrating more than 80 years and three generations as your full-service printer. Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Again, the final scores on the girls, Sandy Creek 51, Sutton 23. On the boys' side of things, Sutton 53, Sandy Creek 41. Well, that'll do it from here at Sandy Creek High School. I'm Dwayne Dulis. Thank you for listening, and have a great rest of the week.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.